Corrupt Amhara officer booked after wife's death. Crores in black income, a life lost, greed turns fatal. Amhara officer under fire. Wife ends life over Rs 50. Lock black. Hall unmesh Gujarati sprouts. News exclusive. Amhara deputy registrar Bapu Shivaji Katare has been booked for abetment of suicide after his wife Renu was found dead in their Kandivali home. Her family alleges dowry and financial harassment linked to his alleged Rs 40-50 lakh monthly black income. Sprout Sit is tracking the case and ongoing investigation. In a deeply disturbing case that has sent shockwaves through Maharashtra's administrative corridors, the deputy registrar of Amhara, Maharashtra Housing and Area Development Authority, Bapu Shivaji Katare, has been booked under serious charges following the alleged suicide of his wife, Renu Katare, in Kandivali East, Mumbai. This case, now under the active radar of the Sprouts News Investigation Team, SIT, unveils an explosive combination of dowry harassment, alleged black money rackets, and domestic violence within the household of a senior government officer. The developments not only expose the cracks in personal integrity, but also question the systemic silence often granted to bureaucrats in power. Kandivali tragedy. Amhara officer accused after wife found hanging. The incident occurred on Saturday evening in the Silver Oak building of Lokhandwala Complex, Kandivali East. 42-year-old Renu Katare was found hanging in her bedroom. Her family rushed to the residence after a distress call to a doctor raised concerns. By the time they arrived, she was unresponsive. The Samta Nagar Police Station has registered a First Information Report, FIR, under Section 306, Abetment of Suicide, and relevant provisions of the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita, BNS, against Bapu Katare and his mother Yamabai Katare, based on a complaint by Renu's brother Sachin Sajjal. Harassment and black money allegations. Surface what initially appeared as a domestic tragedy has now taken on explosive legal and ethical dimensions. According to the FIR and subsequent family testimonies, Renu Katare was subjected to sustained mental harassment, largely due to her husband's alleged black money operations, which reportedly amounted to Rs 40-50 lakh per month. Sources close to the investigation revealed that Renu often opposed the illegal earnings, fearing moral and psychological damage to her children. When she objected, Katare allegedly responded with pressure, coercion, and even physical abuse. It is also alleged that he forced her family, especially her father, to help launder his unaccounted wealth, further escalating tensions. This was not just a case of domestic dispute, but financial coercion involving illegal wealth and pressure on in-laws, a senior investigating officer told Sprouts Asset. The Sprouts News Investigation Team, SIT, has previously flagged similar trends in Maharashtra bureaucracy, where powerful officers misuse their authority and shield themselves from scrutiny using political or institutional cover. Family doctor's tip-off triggered police alert. A critical turning point in the case was a phone call Renu made to her family doctor, during which she reportedly mentioned ongoing harassment and distress. The call was abruptly disconnected, and subsequent attempts to reach her failed. Alarmed by the situation, the doctor immediately notified Renu's family in Pune. Her relatives arrived at the Kandivali flat, only to find her hanging from the ceiling fan. The trauma of the discovery has only deepened the family's demand for justice. As per police records and inputs verified by the Sprouts Sit, there was a planned meeting scheduled the next day in Pune, where Renu's father was to confront Bapu Katare about his behavior and financial dealings. However, Katare reportedly refused to meet, leading to further emotional strain on Renu. Dowry demands and coercion. FIR details.
The FIR filed by Renu's brother alleges that Katare routinely demanded money from Renu's family to cover up his illegal earnings. Despite repeated warnings and pleas from Renu to stop these actions, he continued the behavior, leading to emotional exhaustion and helplessness. The FIR also claims that under duress and fear, Renu's father was forced to give Rs 15-20 lakh on multiple occasions, possibly as part of Katare's black money laundering attempts. My sister wanted a peaceful life, but she was caught in a vortex of blackmail, dowry, and criminal conduct, said Sachin Sajjal, speaking exclusively to Sprouts News. Renu had reportedly requested her father to have a face-to-face conversation with Katare, hoping for a resolution. but the official's blatant refusal to meet and resolve the matter may have been the final emotional trigger. Mahata remains silent as accused goes absconding. Despite the gravity of the case, M. Haida has not released an official statement on the matter. Internal sources suggest that administrative action will depend on the legal outcome, although public pressure is now mounting. Meanwhile, the accused officer is reportedly absconding and a police search is underway. Investigators are considering all angles: dowry, financial fraud, psychological abuse, and misuse of official status. The Sprouts News Investigation Team, SIT, has also contacted top M. Haida officials and legal experts to understand how internal disciplinary protocols are triggered in such high-profile cases. No suspension or departmental action has yet been confirmed. Wider implications: bureaucratic immunity under scrutiny. This incident sheds light on the dangerous intersection of power, patriarchy, and corruption. The fact that a senior government officer is now the prime accused in a suicide case involving alleged black money and dowry abuse reflects a disturbing trend of impunity within elite bureaucratic circles. The Sprouts News Investigation Team, SIT, has in the past uncovered multiple cases where government officers use their influence to evade accountability in personal crimes. This case could be a turning point, highlighting the urgent need for institutional reform and fast-tracked justice mechanisms. We demand an independent investigation and departmental action against the accused. Justice delayed will embolden other corrupt officers, said a legal activist associated with the case. A cry for justice behind closed doors. Renu Katare's tragic end is not just a family loss, but a symbol of systemic failure, a situation where domestic abuse, financial crime, and institutional apathy intersect. The case demands immediate and transparent action from both M. Haida and Maharashtra police. The Sprout SIT will continue to investigate this story, follow the paper trail of alleged black money, and highlight every attempt to suppress justice.